What the hell is she doing here?
What the hell is she doing here? Really? Really? I'll tell you what I'm doing here. You want to know what I'm doing here? Shit for brains? I had sex with your dad. That's right! I had sex with your father because just like you, I like my sex old and ugly and with fake hair on their heads that falls off when you're having sex with them. It just falls off because that's what you do, Dennis Reynolds. You like to have sex with old people. And you said that you loved me. You said, I love you. And so I thought, okay, well, I love you too. How do you show love? You go and have sex with old people. So that's what I did too.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio, with my brother in studio, first time in a long time.
Yeah, geez, what, a couple months?
About 2 months.
God damn, eczema's itching.
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know.
Welcome to another edition
Frickin'
of Papa's Basement.
Stigma.
Yeah, you do look a little...
blotchy.
Yeah, for, you know, for those who haven't seen Will, but everyone has because we have no audience. You got... pink. Well, I could drop the S-bomb because we're pre-recording. I could just bleep it out, but why make more work for myself? I got pink crap all over your eyes.
Oh, yeah, my eyes.
Your
left eye. I don't mind. Like,
looks like a monkey's a-hole.
I don't know. Like, I kind of like the way that looks. Just the state of my arms. Itches.
Like the way it looks.
Sure, why not?
You look like a vampire because of it.
Well,
all right.
Said that's bad.
Well, you can listen to us every Saturday live, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. We do have the archives hosted at www.inpapasbasement.com. And F you, Jerry, you will never update www.dirtytissues.com. The webcomic. God, you pulled on your eye, like underneath your eyelid right there. And it looked like goatsy, like a guy stretching his rectum out. You need to cure that, man. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Like, I had a cortisone I stopped using. It was better for a while.
I was going to say, it cleaned up. Now
and
you look bad again.
Like, I thought it was because I was using the, what's it called, like, Dial bar soap.
Uh-huh.
And I know, I guess, you know, because that's antibacterial.
Definitely
or whatever.
Definitely don't
dries
use that
your skin.
On your skin. You have
well,
to...
no, I was using Dove, and that, like, that's what I have been using.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the hell caused this.
I'm going to pull our mics down just a touch. I think we peaked a little.
Yeah.
As one could say of our... lives 10 years ago. So I was doing the math. I do believe this is about the 1 year anniversary show or a little past it, but I'm happy to be doing it with you, sir.
Celebrating a year of mediocrity.
A year of nothing. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, really, what did this show accomplish in the end?
Well, I mean, it got you a job, I guess.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Fat 10 an hour job, you know? What can I say, though? I am recording in an actual commercial radio station right now.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe that is a little symbolic right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said.
Work with me.
Couldn't have hurt on your resume, you know what I'm saying?
For radio, so. Yeah. Well, that's what I've been thinking, too.
Yeah, like, you could also say, like, you had the board experience or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Although, probably doesn't take that long to be trained on, I don't know.
No, and yet they're unwilling to do it. You know, like, they want the guy coming in armed with that knowledge.
Right. No, that's like...
any job.
Yeah, like...
where it takes a week to learn it, but they want the guy who's already done that week, because they're that effing lazy.
No, exactly, and cheap. Like, no one wants to pay to train. Like, I remember when I was younger, and, like, I'd apply for waiting jobs. And every place would be like, well, do you have experience waiting tables?
How am I supposed to get
yeah, exactly.
experience if you won't hire me, man?
Exactly. That's exactly effing it. It really is the way the system works. It's
said exactly like Tommy Chong.
Yeah, no, it's sad. Like, so it's like unless your friend is a waiter and like vouches for you
yeah.
and pulls you in.
He can really hold a plate. He holds a mean plate.
It's one bouncing MF-er.
Look at him bounce. Look at him go. But yeah, I was thinking, you know, for a long time, pretty much when we're little kids, I've been on the subject lately, it kind of... what do I want with life? Where do I want to go?
Right.
And I don't believe in God, and, you know, thankfully you and Mom take care of yourselves, so as long as I don't, like, actively incur debt for either of you, I'm not really responsible for either of you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're both pretty frugal. No one's, you know, mom will spend any money she's given, but she won't get
a huge debt. I guess she's better now that she's on her own.
Yeah.
Like,
and so it's, you know, it's kind of a question of where do I want to go? And I've really been mapping out kind of where the life can take me. And I've come up with a couple conclusions here.
And what's that?
Well, the first is I slog it out in radio, mm-hmm. like probably a while till I get another paying gig, or well, a better paying gig. And Lord knows how long until I get something in the Don and Mike fashion. Although everyone, you know, guys who want that type of show seem to get it after like 4 years, something like that.
I was going to say, this doesn't seem like actor or rock star, like all these other jobs are like, every son of a bitch on the planet wants it. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Radio, you know, for a crappy job, it's still pretty cutthroat. But
yeah, I mean any industry is like that. Yeah. I mean, Christ, I'm trying to think of an example, but just like, you know, any mediocre, like, junior level management job and whatever, mm-hmm. finance, yeah, I mean.
Nah, I guess it is all cutthroat, man. Everyone wants to be something. Something they ain't.
That's true.
Something above them.
But, no, I mean, as far as, like, stuff in entertainment and showbiz, mm-hmm. like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a whole lot of people.
Well, I can't tell you how many, like, you know, women and dudes, too, their ears perk when you're like, I'm in radio. They're like, that is so cool.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I could scrub the effing toilets of the station. You don't have to elaborate because you bust it out when everyone's drunk. Right. So you're just like, I'm in radio. And they're like, rah, 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 you witty DJ. Rah, rah, rah.
No, I mean, that's the same thing, like, when I tell people, like, what I do. It's like, if you're anything besides, like, what's the, like, BS?
I'm a CPA. I don't even
well,
know.
Well, no, like, what's
CPA
like the
is?
BS certified public accountant?
Okay, yeah. Big man.
I had to take accounting 101.
Really?
Yeah, but that's like
you actually dig accounting, though, right?
I like doing front office accounting. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want to like even file my own taxes. Well, I mean, I do most of the work anyway. So.
Yeah.
And then pay some bastard from Thailand.
Crooked Ethan Sidamont, who will ruin the family Papa Giorgio.
I'll be rotting in the same goddamn cell
with
one day.
His rotting books, yeah. But, he'll be in a Thai prison next to him.
Thai prison, jeez.
Next to a 50-year-old German kid toucher.
Like, whose name is Gary Glitter.
Yeah. Who am I kidding?
I just read something about him. It's like... There. Vietnam wants him out so bad, like they even paid for like his plane ticket back to England.
But like, what is it like? Not illegal to touch kid diddle over there?
I guess not. It's probably like half their goddamn gross domestic product.
yellow worm product.
It's like if you made coke illegal, or like, you know, really went after uh-huh. it in Miami, like everything would just shut down.
Oh yeah, the city would be a ghost
no. I've
town.
Heard that like Miami would seriously like it couldn't survive without drugs. It's
yeah,
like the backbone
drugs,
of the economy of that
drugs
city.
Drugs account for so much money that people don't want to
no,
give
that,
them
I mean,
credit for.
God, you know, if this country really wanted to go after... Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they could, although I was reading some really good article in Rolling Stone. They were talking about, like, the whole war on drugs. Yeah. It was started by Reagan? Maybe Nixon? I don't know. Some Republican president got, like, a bug up his ass and started that whole thing.
Probably well, Reagan was just saying no.
And yeah, like, I mean, they've had the slogans, but I mean, like, you know, when they start going after Escobar, like, actually, like, leading strikes, like, in South America.
That's Reagan, then.
Yeah, but I think they might have even done it before that. Oh. I don't know. But, yeah, it's kind of like, what was it, that CarMax ad? You know, like, well, if you decrease prices here, like, they squeeze the balloon.
Yeah.
And then it, like, gets bigger somewhere else. It's, like, the same thing. It's, like, if they shut down people, like, boating it from South America to Florida, mm-hmm. then it, like, comes up on land through Mexico. And if they start blocking that, then people, you know, like, start flying it. It's just, whatever you do, like, the criminals are always one step ahead.
Yeah, as long as there's money to be made.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Exactly. Like, they're faster thinking than the law enforcement because they have more incentive.
Well, because they, by definition, law enforcement can only act to counter a present threat.
Right, that's the same thing with, like, the counterterrorism stuff. Like, okay, you've got airport security beefed up now. They're going to strike in some other manner that doesn't have to do with airplanes.
You can't sit there and be like, I think they're going to give anthrax enemas to geese, and then the geese crap is going to kill everyone, you know, the goose crap.
Yeah.
And then we're going to kill all the geese preemptively.
No, no. It's like the one thing, I even remember when Columbine happened, like, did you ever miss Hammerly for Jim?
No, you Chantilly. Told me about her. I didn't. You said she was a real bag, right?
Yeah, but she was kind of cool.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, she's saying, like, this country is so, like, counteractive. It's like, oh, okay, so Columbine happens. You know, now we're going to, like, start doing, like, they did the stupid champ program.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, homeroom.
Yeah,
in Chantilly after you left. Yeah, like, by alphabet to supposedly, like, you know.
Unite the school.
Yeah, and, of course, everyone, like, it's like any other class. They meet, like, people they like, and, like, you hang out in your own little cliques.
Yeah.
Like, within, like, one classroom. It's just an effing joke.
I mean, seriously, like, you want to encourage peace? You make a brothel out of, like, you get the kids to vote on the 10 hottest women, and then you make
just
a
put them to work.
Yeah, you make a homeroom that's just a brothel out of them, and then, like, the goth kids get to pound them silly, lose their V cards to, you know.
No, that's like
little Susie Rotten crutch.
The way I think now, like, I mean, I've always been, like, liberal or whatever, like, left-leaning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, punishment and stuff, it doesn't work. I mean,
it doesn't what's so, okay.
It's like Lisa says, you know, like, when she's, like, talking to Marge when she's the cop, and she's like, don't you think instead of stuffing people into overcrowded jail cells, we should, like, be attacking the roots of social problems? You know, like, why these people are, like,
yeah,
causing crimes in the first place?
Well, I think what gets me is a lot of people really are, you know, they do think that's a way to fix things, but so much of it is really just the business of jails, the business
it's like slave labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it is now, yeah.
Cops justifying why they're around.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you thought about it, how many cops do you really need to keep, like, especially
Fairfax?
Fairfax. Jeez. I mean, okay, if you want to bust MS-13 because I don't want to get my hands macheted off.
See, I've never, like, had any problem. Like, you never hear about anything violent happening.
We have, like, 4 or 5 murders a year, maybe.
Now, I was kind of surprised. I was reading an article recently. It was, like, 20 or something.
Really?
But, I mean, for a pop, like, keep in mind, Fairfax County, I was reading
something. They don't exactly challenge our demographic. Let's just say that right
there.
Well,
that, and also it's, like,
duskier people.
Like, the whole metro area, or even just Fairfax, it's, like, as big as, like, you know, some of the cities. Like, it's 1 million-plus people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you figure, like, all Fairfax County is, like, the size of Houston or something.
There are a lot of mother effers here, man.
Yeah. And, yeah, 20 murders in a city that size.
Spread out.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
They've done studies. You put a lot of...
Any big, like, city, like, an urban area, you wouldn't have 20 murders in, like, one city.
No, you put enough gerbils in a cage, yeah. Mama gerbil's gonna eat her babies.
All right, but... I don't know. Yeah, it's a bull ass. Even, like, when I went to traffic court in Falls Church, it's, like, the city. You know, it's, like, all one court, criminal and traffic court. And, of course, everyone's there for traffic.
And it all drains into a big burlap sack with a dollar sign on it.
That's why you get charged the court fee, whether you show up for court and waste the judge's time or mail the effing ticket.
Yeah, I love that. And the court fee is always, like,
it's the same.
Twice what the ticket is.
No, it's $61.
Yeah.
No, also, I ended up paying $161, which, again, like we talked about,
if that
was the only punishment, that wouldn't be bad.
I'd go ape ass. I'd be speeding everywhere.
Yeah, it's the rape by the insurance company.
No, I got busted making an illegal U-turn like a year ago because I was rushing to get back to my SE 9-to-5 job and I was doing a lock job. I don't even know if the people I did the lock job for paid me in the end. And, like, it was the ticket, maybe $100 in the end. It's going to jack my effing insurance. $300 a year for 3 years.
So
$900 mistake. Yeah, $1,000 overall because I made a U-turn and Fatty McPig F with his, you know.
No, that's what makes me happy. Like
bitch tits.
People like effing fly planes into our buildings.
Yeah,
like that is just absurd. That's capitalism going.
And you know, he's like, the judge is like, well, you know, I can't drop it any further. I'm like, why can't you? You know, like here, I'll give you $100. You know, I'll give you $200 and I'll suck your C if I don't have to get this on my record. And he's like, well, it won't be on your record for a year or two. I'm like, what am I? Do I look like Negro Domus to you? like, am I charging today and paying tomorrow? No, I understand that money is money and I don't want to lose it, period.
Yeah. No, that's the stuff that makes me like so goddamn angry, that like medical bills.
No, don't start me on that.
Yeah.
F for $371 a month because I want to chase my dreams in the studio.
I paid, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 out of pocket to get my appendix taken out. It was like a matter of hours. And the insurance paid, I don't know, they wanted like $13,000.
It's a joke, man. Goddamn Elephant Man didn't have to pay $371 a month for medical insurance.
No, that's on the capitalism. And people are like, oh, the rich and poor divide is widening. Yeah, you think?
There's no middle class anymore.
No, there's not, because, like, that's the way capitalism works. It just concentrates wealth in the hands of the few.
Yeah, it's the few who get to F over everyone else. Like,
yeah, the people who are actually in charge of this stuff.
The whole middle class, I think, I mean, the current batch is built through World War II. That's how black people got money, too.
No, like, and people like, our age, yeah, like, you hear about all these people, like, they're in the 30s, 40s, whatever, like, they're already divorced with kids, and they, like, have to move back home with their parents. Like, they lose their houses,
oh,
they can't afford.
Dying.
Yeah.
Screw it.
And it's like, because the way their parents have houses, like, decent homes, because stuff was better back when they were young.
Stuff didn't suck. No, this country's dying.
A dying whore.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a porn star that was once beautiful, and now it's, you know, 32, all washed out.
Bedraggled.
Yeah, coked up. Freaking got a vagina looking like a Krispy Kreme. But, yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, how am I going to avoid this fate? And I got four paths. One is to, like, work SE 9-to-5 jobs the rest of my life. Like, I do okay with girls, so I guess I'd pull something that's decent, you know?
Yeah, see, like, I was thinking of that, too. It's like, you can always do that. Like, now, it's like the clock is ticking. You might as well do it while you're young.
Yeah,
you're still young.
It's, you know, I could just work, and I'd probably be making, you know, by the end of it, 80, 90 a year or something that really doesn't matter. You get old enough that you just don't care about your money.
Right.
That's the cruel irony. It's like when you need the cash, when you could enjoy it, you're dying for it. And it's like, what do your grandparents do other than like just give away their cash? Well, not you and me.
Yeah.
Because our grandparents are dead or broke because we're not technically white people. But if you are white, your grandparents are supposed to just give you money. You know, like, hey, Billy, here's a...
Yeah, or you're supposed to enjoy your retirement.
Yeah.
But what, like... banging your old wrinkly wife.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
who's been, like, harping in your ear for 25 years.
Exactly.
And you'll think of her like the way we think of mom now.
Oh,
like,
God.
How much do you want to bang that?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Friggin'
exactly.
Clown car of a vagina that has produced, like, 6 kids. Like, oh, I can't wait to get my shriveled torpedo of a dong in there.
That's like my
feeble heart on that's begging to die.
That occurred to me once. Like, I think we're having, like, EIA's 80th birthday party or whatever.
Sorry, I just spat everywhere.
Like, well, no, you said like the vagina clown car,
uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah, I was just looking at all these people. And it's like, wow, every person in this room is like a product of this woman's seed.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird.
That's the Jim Norton speech. From,
yeah, exactly.
From Lucky Louie.
It's like everyone came out of that, or came out of something that came out of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, where'd your mom come from? Her mother's seed.
Where'd Even mom laughed at that.
Her mother's Z.
And where'd she come from? Out of one great big giant sea.
Yeah.
And that sea is God. No, I figured when mom saw that, she'd be like, turn this off. But she actually laughed at that.
Good for her. Good for Maria. But yeah, I'm thinking, like, so I got option one, which is just go with the college degree, which will really open no doors that a high school diploma wasn't. That's another business.
Yeah. No, I remember hearing a long time ago, like, bachelor's degrees, like, the equivalent of, like, what a high school degree used to be.
Dude, you used to come out and you were, like, goddamn Professor Cockenstein with a bachelor's. You know, like, the world could not stop you.
I mean, you probably would be if you moved to, like, Des Moines or something.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, yeah, like, when you're in the rich-ass suburbs and, like...
When I just moved to Nepal while yeah. I'm at it. But,
No, that's the thing. It's just because, like, you're in Fairfax with, like, a bunch of spoiled kids.
You're
like,
dime a dozen.
That's, yeah, like, I didn't even... It was weird, like, until I started playing with, like, 20 Ounce and stuff and, like, hanging out with the scum of the earth. Like,
your former band.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't realize, like, a lot of people, their options, if they even graduate high school, which most don't, like, some don't even get the GED. It's just, like, they somehow get expelled in 10th grade.
Oh, I know people that have talked about one of these days, I'm going to get my GED.
Yeah, and then, like...
That's when you're just, like, drunk and shaking your head, like, what's wrong with my life? Like, how did I even encounter this?
Like, college, yeah. It's like,
why
college
am I within a mile of you?
Doesn't even occur to them. It's like, either get a job or go in the army.
What's the thing, dude? It's like, back in the day, if you didn't go to college, you'd still land, like, a blue-collar job that, like, was unioned up and, like...
Yeah, you make, like, the equivalent of, like, 50 grand a year now.
I know. It was absurd.
You don't get that now. Now it's, like, some, like, $25,000 or $30,000 a year job. It's supposed to be, like, prestigious because you go to work in a white-collar.
It's rape. That's exactly what happened to me. I was making 35 F&K. I wouldn't have even been able to live if it weren't for side work with the locksmith business. Hercules Safe and Lock for all your locksmith needs. And
you are fully licensed and bonded by the state, correct?
Shut up, boy. Was that Mr. Plow?
Yeah. You are fully bonded and assured, right, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy. That's the reply, right?
Yep.
Yep. Fine episode. But I'm thinking, like, radio, option two, I don't think they get paid all that well, do they? Like, maybe Mike does because he slogged it out.
Yeah,
20
years. Like, I was amazed when Don said he had 20 mil in the bank.
They did really well. But, like, junkies, what do you, like, honestly?
Well, that's also,
think?
Yeah, again, because Don's been in it for a while. So he probably got a decent contract, like, many decades ago or something.
Yeah, many
and
moons
so,
ago.
Yeah, they've always had to be like, oh, this is some old veteran. You know, if we don't give him a better deal, he's going to just retire.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas the junkies, yeah, now everyone's like, oh, you want this job? All right, great. I'll pay you less than you need to live.
I mean,
you don't want it, someone else will take it.
And that's the thing. Like, I know guys who just do music shifts. In fact, if you want to know, the C word who is Kane's co-host, you ever heard of Kane Show 99.5? It's the morning shift show.
Is that the Kane who used to be on, like, VH1?
No.
Oh, okay.
Big fat turd.
I've heard the name. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a C-word chick co-host.
Right.
And she actually, like, Sean and I, Sean's my coworker at sweet old WDMV where we're chilling right now.
Mm.
We record local
stuff. Is that W, like, D.C., Maryland, Virginia?
I guess, yeah. But that's how the rappers refer to
the DMV.
DMV. But this bitch bumps our commercials off because somehow, like, we'll record spots for, like, P.F. Chang's or, you know, Home Depot.
Oh, and then she does it?
And then, like, a week later, it's like, why don't I hear my spot in the rotation? And then we'll hear, like, hey, I'm C-word, you know, Mick C-word. P.F. Chang's, eat our fattening ass. You know, it's like, hey, I did that same spot 2 weeks ago, you bitch.
Is she even good looking?
Sean looked her up on the website, said she's okay. She doesn't come in the studio. Like, we just hear them pop in the rotation.
Oh.
Like, they get emailed to us.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, I guess she's pretty enough for radio. I'm saying. So that's option two.
That's sad how, like, guys just, like, first of all, like, unless you're Stern and you used to have the E! Show, like, Mike having the Buzz Babes or whatever. Well, I guess they do, like, the local appearances, but, like.
Oh, everyone's gorgeous. Everyone's gorgeous. That's how
you're being sarcastic, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, have these, like, pigs. Like,
it's radio,
I wouldn't
man.
Do them.
No one knows. I mean,
yeah, there's some of them are pretty good looking, but also it's like, okay, you're going to have hot chicks into a radio station. Unless you can see them.
That's the one thing I'll really give to Stern. Like, he was even meaner than he had to be to the women in his studio.
Yeah, he should have been.
Like, he'd call sevens, like, fours and twos, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, yeah, that's entertaining. Like, yeah. Why do you want to hear some dumb scene?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, these women have developed no skills.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because they don't need to.
They're women. Bada bing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, they do not, and all it is Mike, like, oh, my God, you're so hot.
Yeah. No, some of them are effing repulsive, man.
Yeah, and it first happened to me when, I forgot, the first time I saw, like, a live show, you know? I can't even, probably Ron E. Fez.
Oh, like they're going over like some chick in the audience or something?
Yeah, they're just like, look at that fox. And you're like,
yeah,
that's
the same thing. Like, I remember Mike on that Hog Fest or whatever.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about some chick who was like, oh, you're hot. And then, like, you know, talking to her boyfriend or whatever. And I saw the pics and I realized, you know.
It was a 19-year-old, right?
Yeah,
it
some
was a blonde
and, like, pink.
Yeah, yeah, I saw her in person.
Like a five or something.
She's like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
she was like a lean piece of Irish farm scuzz.
Like, nothing to write home about.
Exactly.
I guess, like, when you're on the spot and you're desperate, but still.
You'd eat that hay patch, but, you know, and your boys wouldn't give you ass about it, but
yeah,
they wouldn't write you the Iliad about it either.
Yeah, don't, like, I don't know. I just hate it. That's what makes these bees
deception.
Think they're, like, worth something.
I know. Really kowtowing to them. And that's another thing.
That's why, like, hot chicks, or not hot, fat chicks in this country think they're hot. Because there's always some horny piece of ass that's going to F them.
I wonder what color that horny piece of ass would be.
No, even like a lot of like white guys. Like,
skinny white guys. Like under 100-pound white guys.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's one of the reasons like I've been going back to the gym, too. Like,
boy. I porked up. I gained about 7 pounds last month, like from Nike dying the day before mom's birthday. So I was both depressed and had a supply of birthday cake around. Literally, I was eating two huge, you know, for those of you who have gone to Costco, you know, their awesome chocolate cake that is roughly the...
Like triple chocolate.
Yeah, it's roughly the circumference of my wiener, give or take an inch. But, meaning it's massive. And I how many slices a day were you eating?
I didn't eat that much, because then we got, like, the wicked diarrhea afterwards.
About a week later, yeah.
But, a couple days for me. Geez.
I was eating it at least a slice a day and just throwing, like, a heap of ice cream on top of it, too. Just pure, like, fat boy depression enema, you know?
And I've been eating, like, lately, too.
I kind of cleaned up until today. And then I was like, Cheesecake Factory BLTs hidden in the fridge? Will do. Like, at my place of work, they'll hide, you know, like the Richies who run the place will pretty much get catered crap daily. In fact, literally they will.
Jesus.
And so they'll throw, you know, their high-end junk into the fridge.
And you swipe it.
No, what I'll do, because I don't know if they're going to hit it again,
right,
is like I'll ferret out the meat from the middle of everything. Like, there's tuna wraps in there right now. And, like, I'll just spoon out the center and then mash it back down so it looks like it's full still.
And these are your bosses?
Yeah. Nice. And, like, there were BLTs that were in there for a day or two.
Just took, like, a slice of bacon.
No, I kept ripping out the turkey from the center. And then today was, like, the third day, and, like, everyone already gone because people work on average, like, 2 hours a day here.
Right.
And so I'm like, F this. And I just march in and come back in the studio with it. And Sean, the guy who's working across from me,
right,
British dude, good guy, he's like, aren't those a little old, mate? You know, something like that. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? the F-wording mayo lathered bread just like stuck to my face. And it's like ancient bacon. You know, like.
But, like, do these guys work in the same office as you?
Yeah, they're, like, 3 feet down the way.
So there's a possibility they could, like, walk up behind you while you're, like, digging through their food like an effing raccoon like, or something?
Exactly. Like a possum in a trash can.
Yeah, exactly, like digging through a garbage bag.
Yeah, dude. It's what gets me hard. It's part of the thrill.
I used to steal food from my boss. So I think he knew. Like, I mean, I didn't make, like, much of a secret about it. Mm-hmm.
What, you like stick a straw on the top of a pudding cup or something?
No, it's just like maybe because I think he was on Atkins for a while. And like he bought or brought this like big plastic container full of like diced cheese cubes. And I ate, like,
oh, little... F him. That's open season.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like full. And I like, I think killed like the entire thing more or less.
Screw him.
And then, yeah, like the same thing. He had like these like weight loss shakes he bought from Costco or something like that. You know, like Slim Fast, something like that for Atkins, and like just drank an S load of them, even though I wasn't on the Atkins diet.
Whatever, you can blow it. But yeah, I mean, honestly, what do you think? Like a Big O and Dukes, you know, guys who are like a year or two older than us, and they've been in the business like four, so they started at your age. I think I'd be making like 45, you know, like if that.
That's what I was thinking, probably like around 30, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the ass minimum just to survive.
They
gotta
make an S, and that keeps them hungry to do promotions. Because you have to think about it this way: if you're broke, you gotta go out and do these promotions where you're getting paid.
Yeah, you're not gonna get like a prima donna ego either.
And you're getting the name. It's like if they keep you broke enough, you have to do advertising for your show to stay alive.
Right.
I mean, it's brilliant when you get right down to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the reason employers do that stuff. And benefits them, but...
So I was thinking, like...
And also, I mean, it's like, yeah, they're nothing special, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
No,
you know,
they're done a dozen.
Yeah, exactly, that's why. So it's the whole... It gets back to that whole attitude, like, yeah, if you don't like how little I'm paying you, quit. I'll find 10 other people who would like it.
Yeah. So... All Mexicans, all who will work for half cost.
The ones on South Park.
Exactly.
See?
Carry the numerator. I'm actually learning something.
Pretty good.
So, option three, like, one of the few things I realized, probably the only thing in school I'd enjoy to some extent is being a shrink. Like, in terms of straight jobs that, like, school could prepare you for.
That'd be weird. I've thought about that. I don't know.
Really?
Because that's, well, like, you start, like, dissecting your own relationships, and to me,
it'd,
like, drive me crazy.
I already do it to no end.
I do it to, like, a certain extent.
That's why I just sit in my room alone masturbating.
That's, like, I mean, yeah, like, eventually, I don't know. This can't be that cerebral. I just got to get out there and live life.
No, you do. And that's the thing. It's like you have to walk this dicey balance between like dissecting it and then just being like, can't dissect it anymore. I got to live it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, because Lord knows I just listen to people bitch about their problems all day anyhow. Have you ever talked to a woman? I mean, come on. That's.
Yeah.
And I realize the nature of friendships is like a lot of it is people open up about their problems just as like an escape valve. You know what I mean? Like to let off the steam.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, you got a friend. And a lot of friends I got, man, the gist of your conversation, the majority of it, it's just them bitching about their problems. And then you bitch back in turn about what sucks in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's the nature of any relationship. Like,
yeah.
People wouldn't be in it unless they felt they're getting something out of it.
I'm just saying it's funny how much, I don't know if it's just this country, probably world over, it's based on, I'm going to bitch about a problem and probably not come to any conclusion, but I just want to bitch about it so I feel better.
No, that's especially women.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bitch about something and you try to, like, offer a suggestion.
They won't have it.
Falls on deaf ears.
They won't have, like, literally they'll give you the blankest stare. Like, Shane was telling me a story. Actually, Shane wasn't telling me a story. He was telling me about a scene from White Men Can't Jump.
Right.
But we'll pretend this is a story from Shane's life. Shane had a girlfriend. Let's call her Rosie Perez. And Rosie Perez is in bed after getting effed by Shane, a.k.a. Woody Harrelson.
Right.
And Rosie Perez, Shane's girlfriend, asks for a glass of water after, you know, getting banged. Right. By the way, Rosie Perez, good jugs.
Kind of, I don't remember.
Big, if I remember, the areola has some size to it, which I can enjoy.
Silver dollars.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit of the silver dollar pancake action going. But she says, I'm thirsty, baby. He's like, all right, I'll get you a glass of water. And she goes ape-ass on him. She goes, I didn't want you to get me a glass of water. In other words, I don't want you to actually solve my problem. She's like, I want you to sympathize with me. I want you to say, yes, I too know what it is like to be thirsty.
Jesus.
And that really, like, that movie has to suck. I mean, let's be honest. But I thought that was rather profound right there. That's kind of dead on with how a woman is.
I don't think I've had anything like that.
No, they're usually not
crazy.
So naked about it. But, like, next time when they sit there silently when you offer a dead-on solution to their problem, realize they're probably not only, like, not listening, they're holding back, like, contempt. For you.
No, they get angry.
For actually solving a problem.
No, like, I mean, I really try to stay away from people like that because, yeah, it drives me crazy.
Well, I'm not
going to
act like those guys are any better. I mean, people just like their rut. They're in their current situation because deep down they want that situation.
Or it doesn't bother them enough to try to change.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's a better way of putting it.
No, the one chick who used to do that a lot, like, was that stupid German au pair. What her name was? Signe?
I don't know.
The one who, like, didn't even sound like she had an accent.
She's kind of the big head, fat face.
That's what you said, five head.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But, yeah, like, I don't know, when I talked to her, it was bitch about her stupid
taco.
Life. What?
I said au pair taco.
I don't know, did that much with her, I think it's make out.
Fuck it. But, one of the first girls I was, like, way, way into. Looking back, the extent of our conversations was her bitching about her life.
Who?
And a broad from Ohio.
Oh.
It was just her bitching. Me on the phone, like a little...
Whatever happened to her?
She got knocked up and married and did the Ohio military wife thing. And
right.
We still talk. You know,
she cheating like most military wives?
Nah, claims not to, although I was given the green light too.
Like my girlfriend?
God. Dirty, dirty whores.
Nah, I mean, her husband's an effing psycho. Like, I didn't even talk to him.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What's she gonna do? They're all drama, dude.
Like, I mean, I know it's fake. Like, I believe. I know people have done that.
I'm saying about, like, I'm kind of turning a corner on women in general where I realize, like, I put in a lot of effort to where I am. Like, I really work at who I am and trying to be good. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, I'm not going to give any credit anymore just to some chick because she's, like, cute looking, kind of knows how to talk, and gives me the taco.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like, if I'm going to be really into a person anymore, they really got to have a lot on the ball. They really, and they have to really bring something to the table, some real effort for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sick of just a chick who's attractive and kind of, you know, like kind of intelligent, you can talk to, right, and you get along and you're banging. And they really expect something to happen other than you just keep banging and chilling with them. It's like, I'm sorry, but where do you want this to go? You're not bringing anything big to the table. You know what? You bring your orifice and you bring your conversation. I can have this conversation with countless other people, you know, my male friends.
Right.
And your daisy's nice enough. I certainly enjoy hitting that. But I think when I was younger, I used to really panic that a hot broad who could just wasn't retarded, you know, and mm-hmm. obsessed with the shallowest things in life, there are few and far between. But they really aren't, if you know where to look.
It's no, like, I mean, like, there's a million, like, good-looking women in the world. Like, when you think about it, looks really aren't that big of a factor.
Most of them just cheat on you.
Like,
not all of them bring lasagna to work.
No, to me, the biggest thing, I don't know why, is, like, just how much, like, the chick's into me. I don't know why that is.
That's not bad, per se. That's, yeah, that's like, kind of what I'm getting at. Like,
worships, like, the effing ground I walk on. This is all right in my book, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's good as long as they're kind of, like, high-grade meat.
Well, yeah, no, I don't care if it's a fat chick. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, the fatties love the attention.
No, really. Especially me, because, like, you know, I'm on the slender side.
Yeah, so they think they can rock the white trash marriage.
It's just like,
that was, God.
They overcompensate, I guess. I don't know. It's like, that's why, like, I can get, like, pretty good looking chicks who are, like, just the slightest bit chunky.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just easy. Yeah, you know, they feel bad about itself, or like, you know, deep down. So like, oh, if I stand next to a skinny person, then I'm skinny by proxy. I don't know. That's just the way I think of it.
No, I was thinking, God, why did I? Oh, I was video. I was, you know, witnessing and doing nothing else to about 2 hours ago. There was a just bone thin gothy looking guy, and he's on top, you know, he's actually pounding doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
This you know, pasty but huge tees, you know, thick, like a bit of a tummy. Mm-hmm. And soft, like she could easily lose 10, but the tees are so big. It's just, it sucked seeing this little Skeletor.
Anyone famous or
pound out? No, it's just some amateur porn, man. I don't watch any, you know, name porn.
None of that Hollywood crap.
Yeah, I like to see my stretch marks, my razor bumps,
C-section scars.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh, and you know what else is really creeping me out? Like, you'll even see this on Bang Brothers.
What?
Is, like, a lot of anal,
mm-hmm.
and by the end of the...
Oh, yeah, it's, like, stretched out, like, inside out?
Well, that's creepy too.
Gape.
Yeah, where it looks exactly like it looks like a
baboon's
an angry 6-month-old waiting to be fed, just crying hysterically.
No, when it starts turning inside out, that's a little.
Well, I've noticed like the guys will pull out a lot, and you know, like I guess to show off their wiener length, you know, like whip it on the side of the ass cheek or whatever.
Right.
You'll see like it ain't no thing. You'll see brown, you know, S literally. Like, kind of around the rim of the hole sometimes. And, like, Bang Brothers will include this and won't, like,
really?
CGI it out. Yeah.
Like, jeez, I've never seen anything like that.
If you pay attention you to, like, you'll it, you'll see it. It's horrible, man.
That's pretty effing nasty.
Well, because, yeah, all I know is, I are you big on the tube steak highway? On Satan's...
You mean Hershey, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what do they call it in Tropic Thunder? Satan's Alley.
Satan's Alley, there you go. That was solid.
Yeah. I didn't get it later when he was saying Lance, and then later it was Lance Bass. Like I put together.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to laugh at that. I didn't hear
it. Well, because I didn't recognize him at first, then, like, the second time they showed him. And then, but,
I
think the only time I've done that was by accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, the first time I was, the first girl I was with, like, Stern used to always joke about anal, and Stern was still on the air back then.
Right.
And so with her, I always joke, like, I'm going to bang you in the A. And,
funny sidebar before you keep going. Like,
yeah.
That's why, like, don't feel bad.
You
know, don't feel bad whenever you hear about women getting hit. Like, if you really want to find out how strong women truly are. If you're on top of them, like FDAU,
yes,
like press your head against that hole and see how like strong they become. Like effing Lou Ferrigno. It's like throw you across the room like all of a sudden.
Oh God, like
it's like a King of the Hill where he like wets the carpet on Bobby and just like explode. Yeah.
Bobby just lies there lifeless.
Yeah, you'll never like see how muscular they are until you do that.
God.
It's like what the F.
Wow.
And like most of the times it's like I don't even want to do it. I just do it like it's kinda like a joke.
Really? But,
yeah, it's like coming up behind a horse or something.
Yeah, see, that's
get the S knocked out of you.
You're leading with your most sensitive part. It's not exactly.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean just like it will seriously like just throw your ass off. Like
that's wow.
Like your weight is nothing.
Yeah, they're strong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they're pretty comparable to us.
Well,
surprisingly so.
You gotta think, dude. The average American woman's not exactly svelte. They're
They're like what
40.
20, 30 pounds away from a lot of dudes.
Yeah, but not only that, you got to figure every time you take a step, it's technically doing a leg press with your body weight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have, they're a lot, like, rounder than a lot of guys, too, you know? So it's like, I guess some of it's muscle, especially in their legs and stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
But, anyway, what were you saying about Satan's Alley?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first girlfriend, you know, four or five, I forgot how, you know, in the course of dirty talking, I think at first she started shoving a toy up Satan's Alley. And I was like, hey, you can explore there. And so, I hit it like 3-4 times. Just
it's too dry and tight.
Exactly. It kind of shredded me.
It doesn't lubricate. That's the big problem with that one.
Yeah. And like nothing happened. I never came out with anything on me.
No, me neither. Although I've done it in the dark. I mean, you could F a girl on her period and nothing's on you until you turn on the lights.
Just pretend like, boy, you're wet. And then it looks like a murder scene.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. It looks like you murdered someone with your seat. Like a game of Clue. Mr. Mother, Professor Mustard.
Just being,
in the dining room
with
a seat.
With the dog.
No, exactly what I thought. I was like, God, it looks like someone's killed on my bed. Like, blood all over the sheets, like blood all over me.
I have never done it with anyone. I did it with one person ragging.
Really?
Yeah. But finishing up the butthole story. Mm-hmm. So nothing happened. And I'm like, cool, you know, no dangers here ever. And then Mark starts telling me about, you know, fingering that older broad and like hitting a turtle head.
We well, said that happened with Vivian, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, he gives a crap. Yeah, he's banging Ivy and
Vey.
Yeah, Ivy and Vey. He's banging her Vietnamese name. He's banging that out and says, like, there's a mix of blood and ass on the condom.
Yeah, I've had a girl, like, Maureen, say, like, I made her bleed the next day.
Well, that's, you are.
Tiny girl.
You are a porn star, sir.
And, like, well, with her, it was, like, an accent. Like, we're doing FDAU, and I was just, like, pounding her.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I thought it got tighter, but I thought she was, like, clenching her legs together or something. Like, I didn't know I was there. So I was still going, like, full speed ahead. I'm, like, amazed she didn't say anything.
Oh, you were pounding the A out?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Like, I didn't even know it. And then later, I used it as a diversion, because once I came up with a brilliant idea.
Oh, were you stealing a necklace or something?
No, like literally divert. So like right when I was about to bust, like pull out and then switch and do it in there.
You gotta figure that's a weird feeling for them.
It's a good feeling for me.
Well, yeah,
that is like one of the best feelings in the world.
Nutting
in sans condom.
I only
followed by the worst feeling of the world of peeing on a stick and seeing it say pregnant.
God, I've never seen them actually test pregnant in front of me.
Not too good.
I live in fear of it, and yet, like, I had been really good about rubbers for a long time, and I've had 2 slip-ups in the past 2 months.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever make friends. I don't know. I'll try, because Lord knows I do not want to be a dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one chick was on the pill.
Right.
And neither one was finished in.
No, neither one was what?
Finished in. You know, fatality.
Oh, okay, right.
You know, there.
Oh, finished in. Oh,
there were no men overboard in the vessel.
Well, that's I realize that's the fatal flaw. Because, I mean, you hear, like, pre can do it, too, but, like.
I did it off pre. I told you that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My one actual Johnny Jr., who had to get harpooned.
Shot past the goal.
All off pre.
Wow. I was going to say,
Prefontaine ain't the only pre out there, baby.
I've done that many a times, and thankfully, no, that has yet to do it.
I was on, like, Effexor or some kind of crazy pill for, like, 3 weeks, and I noticed it made me leak like a mother. Like, pre was coming down like the tears of the Virgin Mary.
Crying out her ass. Also.
And I mean, pre would get everywhere just while I'm doing my own thing. Like, I could practically lube off my pre, you know?
Yeah, so
but that's... I had quit, like, maybe a week before.
Right.
And I thought it'd clear it up enough, but nah, I did it off pre.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, 4 years of using a laptop and totally frying my gonads.
Right.
I doubt much of swimming down there anymore. But, No, I mean, I've had...
Pretty sure mine was conceived on Kaplan's bed.
Kaplan's bed.
Like when you were house sitting.
Sweet Jewish Kaplan. Yeah, I remember that. As opposed to Christian Kaplan, I guess. But
so he's still up in Connecticut or whatever?
I guess, yeah, banging a girl. Good for him. You know, got a life plan as an actuary.
Yeah, because like up there in his guest room, she was like snail trailing all over his bed. And I was like, I feel kind of bad about that.
Whatever. Go to town. Nah. Oh, God. Especially the one raw dog. It was that 32-year-old that I'm pretty sure is just more or less straight-up lesbian who, like, once a year needed dongage or something.
Like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Oh, God. Damn.
I don't know. Like...
What about...
What's it? Chick... I don't know. Chicks is, like, I guess the lipsticks. Like,
yeah.
Like, the catchers.
The
like
sleeper agents.
Yeah, like, Lindsay. Like, I don't know. It's so fake. It's so effing fake. It's like Anne Heche.
I'm pretty, well.
Because there's so many girls that, like, say they're bi. And, like, yeah, what do you end up with? You're always a guy.
It depends, yeah. I think you definitely are much more of a team player for one team. Like, I'm pretty convinced this chick was more of a chick teamer. I mean, she was real sexy.
Right.
But kind of had a tough, like, Michelle Rodriguez and Fast and Furious edge to her.
You know what I mean? I didn't really get a clean look at her.
Yeah, you didn't. You saw her, like, trotting in one night.
Yeah, and, like, barely said hi to each other.
Making the walk.
Walk of shame.
The walk that's, exactly. For women, the walk of shame is going up to my rib.
The white mile.
Coming out, it's like the double shame walk.
With three roommates.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'll see you and know they'll never see you again.
I know. Oh, Jesus. She called it for what that was, dude. He's like, so how many other women have done that? I'm just like, gee, look at the time.
That's why I was, like, amazed, like, Mel doesn't hate us. Like, what a bad example for Leo.
She doesn't know how much we dong around in there. I literally had that talk with her one time.
Really?
Like, they thought I hadn't even gotten laid in that room or something.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you think? I'm bringing them up for slumber parties? Like, we're doing each other's nails or something?
Yeah, Jesus.
She's like, I rattled off the list for her. She's like, really? Like, no, I'm showing off to you, Mel, my roommate, because I want you to think I'm a dirty whore, you know, so you will never touch my sheets again or something. That's my secret plan.
Huh.
Yeah, she didn't, neither of them really knew the extent of our activities.
Huh.
Oh. I mean, why do you think I installed the velvet rope at the stairway?
Yeah, Christ, that's the only reason. I'm trying to think if I've had, like, a woman over who I haven't. I don't believe so.
We had mom visit.
Hey, well, what you choose not to do with her is your loss.
Exactly.
But no, you know what
all
I mean.
All right, Oedipus.
Like, I don't think I've had, like, any female friends. The only female friend I really think I have that I haven't messed around with in any capacity is that Ashley chick.
I got female friends I haven't
You
touched.
Do, yeah. Like,
there's some who pay off better. Like, where it's like, I could mess around with you, but... I'd rather.
I mean, that's the reason, like, I don't hang out with guys. It's like, I don't know, I only have X amount of time, and I'd rather spend it boning.
Yeah, so. I don't know, man. Dudes, yeah, I guess if you come from that frame of mind, then you ain't gonna hang with dudes, but, you know.
Yeah, Christ, I really don't.
Yeah. No, I've noticed that. I try to get you out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I enjoy it. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I guess in college, like, it's time to grow up or whatever.
Time to grow up and give up on friendship.
No, just like...
Time to put aside childish things
like,
and
yeah,
become a man.
Kind of. I don't know. all about making the dollars and the pee.
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
But, so I'm thinking, yeah, you know, path three, getting back to all his life path ass. I could go back to school in, like, a sleepy college town for 3 years, become some kind of shrink,
right,
make a decent salary, then I'd either be a professor getting off 4 months a year porking my students,
right,
which would be great. Like, it's a rock star lifestyle without being a rock star. Like, the income's solid, you're effing 19-year-olds the rest of your days.
So, I don't know, like, oh, I am effing a 19-year-old, but, I don't know, like, younger chicks, like,
it's boring, yeah, typically.
I don't know. I don't get off of it. Like you said, I think it's just, like, whatever's the opposite of you. So it's, like, now that you're young, it's, like, going with older chicks is kind of hotter.
Yeah,
and then,
fun.
Yeah, I'm sure when you're that age, you're going to look at the 19-year-old and be like, oh, squeeze
yeah.
your pants.
I want. Yeah.
yeah.
No, I like it a bit older when they've just been banged out a good deal and, like, nothing sacred and special to them, you know?
Well, that's the one cool thing, like, with older chicks. It's like, yeah, there's none of those games because it's like...
I'm not even talking about the game. It's just like they don't really expect all that much, you know?
Well,
like,
yeah, exactly, because they've been around the block.
It's like, oh, you didn't spoot in my eye, thanks. You know, I really appreciate that. Like, it could end in a handshake. It's that kind of relationship, you know?
But young chicks, I don't know, like, the mental manipulation is much easier. And that's always fun.
What the hell's beeping?
I don't know. Oh, this clock.
There's a timer?
I guess it just hit, well, midnight on this clock, even though it's actually 12:57.
Oh, this is so annoying. That's hit. Okay.
How are we doing on time, anyway?
51 minutes, man.
All right.
We're about almost over. But path four.
Right.
Maybe I can entice you into this. That was path three. You know, I'm going to make
the professional
decent
student
money.
Life.
Yeah, exactly. Pro student. I'm going to live in a sleepy college town and dip my wick and, you know, do that. Do
right.
that whole thing. That Yale thing. And path four is we, you know, hopefully I could bring people out, but I guess me, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good one. Go out to Vegas or L.A. where they have a second city. Take classes there in, like, TV writing. And try to get discovered, you know, get famous.
I might be down with that. I don't know.
That's like, yeah. We need to plan that, man, off air sometime.
No, I know. Like,
or on air, why not? Could make for another way to kill an hour.
Yeah, no, I've thought about that. Like, look, so I was saying, it's like, you know, I can always do what I do in the future. Like,
yeah,
I'm not losing time.
I'm not splitting the effing atom right now.
Yeah, it's like. You know, I guess at the time, like, I wanted to prove that, like, okay, I could live with myself, you know, like, or by myself, like, independent mm-hmm. from mom, like, make my own living, like, you know, by myself, self-employed, all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done that. And
point,
it's like,
point mad.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm always the kind of person, like, looking for new challenges and stuff. That's why I could, like, never stay in a career for, like, 20, 30 years, something
yeah.
like that. I mean, just,
I don't get it myself.
I don't. You have to be an effing retard to, like, sit there and pull
unless
whatever.
You're a blowjob tester.
Dude, I remember seeing something, I don't know where. Like, I swear I didn't dream this, but it was, like, some guy whose job was just, like, J.O. to porn all day to, like, decide whether or not it was quality.
God.
And he'd have to, like, go number three, like, 20 times a day or something.
I can't. What have you ever, like, what's your max in a day?
5, maybe.
I, like, one time just to say I did, I think I did 11.
Jesus.
But, like.
No, I don't think I've gone double digits. I'm pretty sure probably 5 was the most. But then it's like, when you're done, like, nothing comes out.
It's
like a puff of smoke.
Yeah, it hurts so much. And it's just this.
No, seriously, I think, like, literally nothing came out. It's just, like,
yeah.
empty.
Like, you just see the head.
Open
like
up, yeah.
Look like it's coughing. It looks like a dune sandworm, but nothing happened.
Looks like that mouth from the Twizzlers commercials.
Good pull. All right, hell, we can go on that note, I guess, man. Well, I want to thank you.
Yeah, it was fun, man. If we can do, like, the pre-recording, I'll be down for whenever.
Let's do this from now on.
It's pretty sweet. Plus, to leave Saturdays open, you know what I'm saying?
Sound bites can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
All I have to do is drive the CD down, so it's fine by me.
Not bad. You've been recording this whole time, right?
Yes, I'm not a retard. And now I will get protested like Tropic Thunder. But I want to thank everyone who's listened this whole year. It's meant a lot to anyone who's downloaded this crap or called in or IM'd or anything. I appreciate it. It's helped me stay motivated and kind of try to make a path and a more interesting career than any of you will ever be engaged in. So, kiss my ass. I love you. And that concludes the first year of Papa's Basement.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.